called the Grey Lady Goes to the Cambridge Military Hospital. She'd always fascinated me when I used to work at the CMH in Aldershot. And although I never saw her, I heard the, you know, when you're on night duty, you hear all the stories about her. And I guess because I went looking for her, I never found her. But since writing the novel, there's been lots of people that have come to me either in person at reunions or by email to tell me that they did see her.
So who is the Grey Lady Ghost?
She was thought to be a nursing sister from the First World War. The urban legend around her is that she found out that her fiancé had died in one of the battles. She was so overwhelmed with grief that she threw herself over the balcony on the gynae ward, which was right at the end of the hospital on the top floor, Ward 13, funnily enough. And other people say that she was overcome because she'd actually give a patient an overdose of morphine and the patient had died. So there was a couple of rumours about her.
So the book evolves round the Grey Lady Ghost. Tell us a little bit more about what we can expect when we read it.
Starts off, the main character is called Scott Gray. He's a QARNC staff nurse, and he finds himself on the MERT, the medical emergency response team that went out in the Chinook during Op Perrick to casuvac any casualties. And he meets his fiancée on the helicopter, who's actually working as an RAMC combat medical technician. And then from there, the book develops where we imagine the CMH has now been transformed into flats, which it will be in a year or two's time. So he's living on the Wellesley estate. And then he encounters the Grey Lady, who's a bit confused because suddenly her building, her hospital, is no longer a hospital and she doesn't have any patients to care for. So he meets her and together they explore her life. And so we go back to the Battle of Loos in World War One, where her fiancé went into combat. And then it just goes from there.
The book is all about the Grey Lady Ghost of the Cambridge Military Hospital. You haven't yourself seen the Grey Lady, but there have been lots of other sightings. Have you got any stories while you were doing your research that you can tell us about, maybe one or two?
It was always said that no one could see her feet because the top corridor had been built up from her days. So people would see her flowing grey dress because the grey dresses in those days were much longer. And people would talk about seeing a veil, but not the very heavily starched veil that she'd wear on her head, but a floppy veil, which was standard at the time. And they would see the scarlet cape with her medal on it. And it tended to be around where people were either very seriously ill or they were on their deathbed. And there's been soldiers who were patients have emailed me and said, yeah, I did see her. She held my hand. She saw me through a very serious illness. And soldiers would report this to the present day nurses and they would say, oh, no, we don't have anyone like that. There's no sisters on the ward. And also some of the staff, I went back to a reunion last year and a couple of the nurses said, yeah, we saw her during one of the patients who was dying and they were in, that Grey Lady was actually in the room.
She sounds like a nice ghost, but probably not a great omen. If someone would like to read the Grey Lady Ghost of Cambridge Military Hospital, where can we find your book?
You can read the opening chapter for free at cgbuswell.com. You can buy it from Amazon or you can download it onto your Kindle. You can also buy copies from the AMS Museum in Asheville, with 100% of the profits going towards their important work.